Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember a year or two ago we were talking about how many more pregnant women are smoking marijuana. As marijuana becomes more legalized and more ubiquitous and able to get, we see a lot more pregnant women using it. Even though their OB-GYNs are telling them, hold off. You know, we've seen some studies with preterm labor and low birth weight and maybe some impulsivity with kids and maybe some attention deficit, hold off. There is a growing rise of use of marijuana in pregnancy. Well, now we have a study coming out of Canada saying it is linked to autism. That if you do smoke marijuana while you're pregnant, there's a 1.5 times risk. It increases your risk of having a baby 1.5 times with autism. Now, it's a small risk, but still an increased risk and a significant one. And so it's concerning because we already have very high numbers of autism. I think it's 1 in 56 children now, 1 in 56 boys. And autism has a large spectrum where you have some that are, they all have some of the most highest intelligence that we've ever seen, even higher than those that aren't on the spectrum. But they might have challenges in terms of social interactions and, you know, interacting with other people socially. They might have issues, some of them might have issues with athletics and with flexibility and with speed and endurance. And then we have some that have difficulty when it comes to potty training or learning tasks, you know, such as reading and writing. So the spectrum is wide. And so, you know, as we've been seeing a huge, you know, rise in autism over the years, we've been questioning what it was. Was it that we had more older women getting pregnant? You know, in the olden days, you know, once you were able to have a period, you could get pregnant. So girls were becoming moms at 13, 14, 15 years old. Then we waited, and, you know, we waited till school was out and maybe college. And then, you know, a lot of the women were maybe 19, 20 as young moms. And then we just kept pushing it off with college and careers where moms were 26 to 30 when they started, some 35, some 40. And older dads seem to have a connection in terms of increasing risk of autism. If dad was 19 versus dad was 42, we would see an increase in autism. And so, you know, we blamed it on maternal age. We blamed it on cell phones. Maybe it's because moms are resting their cell phones on their stomach. We blamed it on SSRIs. You know, a lot of women who were taking Zoloft or Paxil or Prozac, they kept taking it during the pregnancy, and they think maybe that was an issue. But now researchers really want to warn people about marijuana. And they believe that the baby, you know, getting these chemicals and this exposure needs to have receptors for the cannabis. And so they might create these receptors, but then when they're babies and they're in school and they don't get marijuana, they may have that deficit because their receptors were designed for a regular marijuana feed, shall we say. So, you know, why is marijuana going up? You know, pregnant women, you know, they know to avoid drinking. They know to avoid smoking. They know to avoid, you know, okay, I've been pregnant twice. And I was scared to death of miscarrying because so many women in my family had miscarriages or stillborns or whatever. And so I just wanted to do everything perfect. I was scared to death. And if I smelled somebody smoke something, I was like, oh, my gosh, I didn't dye my hair for the first trimester, which is really hard because I had really bad roots. And, you know, I tried not to put too much makeup on. And I was just, I was, you know. And then, you know, doctor's like, it's okay. You can have a cup of coffee. You know, you can have some caffeine. You know, you could, you know, if you're having some preterm contractions, which I did, my doctor actually told me to have a little wine. I go, I don't have wine in the house. I'm not a wine drinker. I don't have alcohol in the house. I'm pregnant. He goes, find something, because if not, I'm sending you to the hospital for the preterm labor protocol. Drink a little wine and see what happens. Because he was kind of an old family doc, and bless his heart, he's left us years ago. But Corey had a wine cooler somewhere, you know, buried in the fridge, so I had a little bit of that, and lo and behold, the contractions stopped. And I'm not saying to do that. Do not drink alcohol for your contractions. But that just shows you that I didn't even want to touch anything, you know, and it was amazing how, you know, he kind of knew that would work for me. It doesn't work for everybody. The last thing we want you to do is drinking while you are pregnant. But reason why women are going to marijuana is because they're having trouble sleeping. In fact, the number one reason that was cited with this study is pain. They hurt. They have back pain. They have pelvic pain. I had horrible pain when I was pregnant. I was always in pain, and I didn't want to take Tylenol. I definitely didn't want to take Motrin, and, you know, and you could take Tylenol, but I didn't want to take too much of it because I was worried too much. Tylenol wasn't studied yet, and, you know, and so you have some women out there going, well, wait a second, if marijuana is legal, I took it before, you know, it's going into my lungs and not the bloodstream. I'm not eating it. Maybe, you know, so maybe people just don't realize that, you know, a little bit of marijuana here or there, or they're getting it secondary. You know, when somebody smokes next to you, that whole house stinks, you know, and so, you know, maybe they're picking up a lot of the secondary. And if like, you know what, I'm already picking up the secondary, then I might as well take a hit and feel better. So whether they're using it for nausea, whether they're using it for pain, whether they're using it for cramps, whether they're using it for back pain, we're seeing more and more people smoke it or use it or eat it. And so, you know, we're kind of now seeing that if there is this autism link, the last thing we need is to affect our feti any more than we are. Do we call them fetuses or feti? I say feti. You say feti, I say fedana. Feti. So our fetuses don't need the extra exposure. So my suggestion is if you have smoked prior to pregnancy and you're pretty dependent on it, okay, don't feel bad. Nobody's going to send you to jail. You know, be very, very open with your doctor and say, look, you know, this is, I, you know, use marijuana 3-4 times a week. I use it pretty heavily, and I'm worried what happens when I'm pregnant. Now, a lot of times when you're pregnant, you know, you do get the happy hormone. Your estrogen is just exploding. Your progesterone is exploding. So sometimes you feel good, and you can actually lick those cigarette cravings or those alcohol cravings or those marijuana cravings. But then when that little bit of that boost goes down, and then you got the reality of the pregnancy, you start to feel uncomfortable, you might find yourself going to old habits. So make sure you talk to your doctor about that. All right? 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So AMC Theaters, people have been asking, when do we get to go to a movie? And AMC Theaters has lost about $561 million, I believe, in the latest quarter. The revenue is down 99%. I'm not exactly sure what they are making revenue on, since most AMC Theaters are closed, unless maybe in some areas they still get to open. But from what I understand, they're hurting pretty badly. But they may be opening at the end of the month. Regal, on the other hand, has already announced they're opening. This is August 21st. They're opening. And, you know, and it's interesting. I'm looking at what's happening with these businesses that are just taking the plunge. And I think of that Die Hard 2 movie. Remember where there was no runway? the runway lights were shut off because, you know, the bad guy, you know, shut them off because he was trying to get his terrorist friend over to, I don't know, wherever he was flying him to. And so you had all these, you know, planes that couldn't be diverted to another airport. And they were like, to heck with this, we're just going to go for it. And they go for it, and then, you know, Bruce Willis was able to, you know, light the, you know, go yippee-ki-yay, and then he got, you know, he lit the gas, and it caused the bad guy plane to go up in flames, and now there was a fire, so Holly could go and be, her plane could land and all that. That's what I'm looking at right now with the movie theaters. The movie theaters have waited, and they've waited, and my guess is, they're in dire straits, and they're saying we're going for it. So being closed for 5 months, the big thing that these movie theaters are not only losing regular money, but they're losing the habit, the habits that people have. If Friday night was movie night, or, you know, AMC, and I don't know if Regal had this too, where they used to sell these monthly packages. So you could see all these movies. This was something they were trying to do. They were trying to sell these monthly packages where you could have, like, unlimited movies for a month. And you would also have rewards and things like that. And so they were selling a lot of these, and I think people are pretty upset. They want their money back, and they want movies. In the meantime, however, Hollywood is a little nervous. Hollywood doesn't want to launch a big movie, and there not be enough theaters to play it. You can't have a movie launch and have a big opening weekend if it only plays in, let's say, some cities in Idaho and maybe Maine and maybe a couple counties in Florida and Georgia. And then 4 months later, if New York finally opens up theaters, you know, or Nevada opens up theaters, then they could open up. You know, theaters are supposed to be phase four. And a lot of people have asked, why are theaters so dangerous if people are just sitting in one place? And you could be ventilating the air, and you could be socially distancing them and having them wear masks, and they're not partying, and they're not moving around. They are staying still for 2 hours. So movie theaters were risky because of the confined space and because people had to take off their masks to eat. So that's why they got stuck in the phase four, because it's a crowded theater, and it's, and, you know, entertainment draws crowds. And I mean, I don't know if any of you have been to an opening weekend for Star Wars or a Batman movie or a Marvel movie, but I mean, you're standing in lines, it's people to people, and you know. And so what the movie theaters have done, Regal had basically kind of spelled out how they were going to be separating people by multiple seats, have sanitizing, ticketless tickets, where you scan in your phone, you are allowed to remove the mask to eat, but you put it right back on in between popcorn, places to stand when you're standing in line. So apparently they kind of, you know, broke down, you know, everything that they're going to do. They're going to seat capacity reduced to 50%. You have to have at least two empty seats between groups. Group sizes are going to be limited, so if you have a family of eight, they're going to probably limit that. There's going to be daily screenings, PPE, including gloves, increased cleanings between showings, floor markers, hand sanitizers at entrances, contactless payments. So they're trying their hardest, and they're going to look like what the restaurants are doing or what the schools are doing. You know, and I mean, if schools are reopening, you know, why can't a movie theater reopen? Well, they need Hollywood on track. So, or Hollywood on board. So Hollywood is going to release the movie Tenet. Warner Brothers is going to release Christopher Nolan's Tenet. Now, Tenet is, I believe it has, the Tenet movie, let me see here. It is, I'm trying to think, it's supposed to have, I think John David Washington, the guy from Twilight. I don't know, it's supposed to be it's an action movie. I really don't know much about it, but Christopher Nolan is pretty well, you know, well known, and it's supposed to be a really, really good movie. But the Associated Press, everybody's been trying to, you know, push that this movie's going to be launched, so it hopefully draws people in, which, again, has been very, very difficult. Governors in multiple cities don't want, you know, the crowds coming. Now, you can't just play one movie. So we're hearing that Regal is also going to play older Oscar-nominated pictures like Trainspotting, No Country for Old Men, The Grand Budapest Hotel, Slumdog Millionaire, La La Land, Call Me By Your Name, Whiplash, Still Alice, Pain and Glory, and Moonrise Kingdom. So because there's no other movies coming out, they're going to need to kind of play, you know, other things. So, you know, this Tenet movie has, oh, here we go, Robert Pattinson, John David Washington, Elizabeth Debicki, Dimple Kabadia, Michael Caine, and Kenneth Branagh. Think it's about fighting for survival of the entire world, and there's a twilight world of international espionage, and it's supposed to be in beyond real time, but not time travel. So I don't really know what it is, but it's called Tenet. So we'll see what happens. And I don't think it's DC or anything like that. I don't know. But anyway, it looks cool. It looks cool. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But I'm very, very frustrated with how, you know, places have been forced to be, you know, sidelined and just watch, you know, the economy sputter. And, you know, I do hear people say, I can't wait to go to the movies. I can't wait to go to the movies. So I think there is a big market. But you have a lot of people going, I'm done. I mean, I could watch movies online. In fact, Mulan was supposed to be kind of equivalent to Aladdin. When Aladdin got released, Aladdin was a live, you know, feature film that you know, reprised the cartoon Aladdin. Well, Mulan did the same thing. Aladdin ended up being very, very successful. I know some of you didn't like it. I loved it. I thought Aladdin was great. I could watch that. I thought, you know, Will Smith did a fantastic job. I thought there was also a Dahlia in the movie. Did you guys see that? There was a Dahlia. So anyway, so Mulan decided, you know what? We're just going to do Disney Plus. So Mulan gets released onto Disney Plus. I'm not sure what day, but you know, Disney needs to still make money. And, you know, and they, just like, you know, Disney also released Hamilton, and Hamilton was a big hit for them, and they made a lot of money with that. So, you know, knowing that Mulan you could get on Disney Plus, they're going to try to take advantage of the situation, and or, you know, if life gives you lemons, make lemonade, and try to shunt people over to their streaming service. Well, so now there's this little bit of, you know, struggle. You know, do you get people back in a theater, or do you try to promote streaming services and, you know, get, you know, families comfortable with movie nights at home? And, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens to the movie industry. So, you know, I'm optimistic that people are out there that want movies and all that, but at half capacity and people not wanting to spend that kind of money on popcorn. By the way, these old movies are going to be cheaper. I think they're going to sell them for like $5 a ticket. The new movie will be more expensive. And, you know, we'll see what they can do. AMC already said they're in trouble. And, you know, I don't know what theater I saw last week, but they were selling popcorn and ice cream. They were a closed theater selling popcorn and ice cream outside the theater. So we know they're having trouble, and they're just going to go for it. You know, we're hearing that there are more jobs that are opening up as, you know, as states are starting to loosen up some of their lockdowns. We're starting to see a little bit more movement with the economy. However, Deborah Birx has said that she wants multiple states to get on top of it. Apparently, Dr. Birx kind of runs the coronavirus task force along with Dr. Fauci. And she has basically given a warning to Atlanta, Omaha, Boston, Kansas City, Portland, Oregon, Baltimore, Chicago, Detroit, and D.C. And she warned the leaders of 9 cities that they need to get on top of it because they still have hot spots. She said, we're seeing encouraging signs across the South, but we're concerned that both Baltimore and Atlanta remain at very high level. And Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia also have concerning numbers. So Nevada's been, I think, slowing it down. I was on the Strip on Saturday. It was three quarters empty. You know, there were still lots of people there. Not a lot of people wearing masks like they should. Not a lot of people social distancing like they should. But you saw that there was that want and that desire. Because, I mean, not only is it, you know, a government order, but it's also You know, is there going to be the desire?
Are people going to be like, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Shootings and other violence, as well as widespread looting in Chicago over the weekend. Chicago police say at least 30 shootings occurred from Friday through last night, and 13 police officers were injured. Chicago Police Commissioner David Brown says,
"This was not an organized protest. Rather, this was an incident of pure criminality against our police officers and against our city."
Much of the looting took place along the famous Magnificent Mile. One person is dead following a natural gas explosion in Baltimore this morning. The city's fire department says the victim was an adult woman. Two other people are in serious condition. The initial report from a Baltimore fire union official said at least five people were trapped in the rubble, and that included some kids. This is USA Radio News. President Trump signing orders over the weekend that would extend some coronavirus relief benefits, but Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin says the administration remains open to more stimulus negotiations with Democratic leaders if they're willing to try to make progress.
There's a deal to do if the Democrats are reasonable and want to compromise, and if their attitude is, we'd rather give you nothing than agree on things, then we're not going to get a deal.
Mnuchin spoke on CNBC. There are now more than 5 million confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. since the pandemic began, and over 163,000 deaths. Tens of thousands of motorcyclists are in Sturgis, South Dakota for the massive annual motorcycle rally. Crowds were expected to be lighter this year because of the pandemic, but it looks like maybe not. And there's little evidence of social distancing, according to witnesses. The Republican Governor Kristi Noem welcomed the bikers, saying she's excited for visitors to see what the state has to offer. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I'm really excited about our Golden Knights. Our Golden Knights nailing three, all three Red Robin. Red Robin. No. What's it called? It's not the Red. What's that called? They do the Round Robin. Okay, thank you. Gosh, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Yeah, so it's the round robin. I don't know what's my problem. I really, really don't. Anyway, so the Golden Knights, I think, are now the top contenders in the West. We're really, really excited about this. And I am just so glad that I'm able to see some sort of sports. Last Thursday was supposed to be the first Dallas Steelers game, preseason football game. NFL was supposed to start their preseason last week, and actually on Thursday, I believe, and no games. No, you know, not until, I think, September 10th. So it's been frustrating because, you know, we're talking about movies and all that, and I really, really want to see sports. But sports are going to be just a little bit different, okay? So there was an opt-out, as we talked about before. And with the opt-out, NFL players who couldn't play in this next season because they were concerned about their own personal health issues or health issues of the family were able to opt out. And of the 2,800, I think that's 2,880 players in the NFL, 67 chose to opt out. I thought there'd be more. I was actually pleasantly surprised. I thought there would be more. And but it looks like, originally, no quarterbacks, no kickers, no punters left. Of the Chargers, Falcons, and Steelers, had nobody opt out. But with the Arizona Cardinals, you had Marcus Gilbert, offensive lineman. Baltimore Ravens, you had Andre Smith and DeAnthony Thomas. For the Bills, you had star Lotulelei. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing it. Lotulelei, E.J. Gaines. Carolina Panthers, you had Jordan Mack and Christian Miller. For the Chicago Bears, you had Eddie Goldman and Jordan Lucas opt out. The Bengals, you had Isaiah Prince and Josh Tupou. Cleveland Browns, you had Drew Forbes, Drake Dorbeck, Andrew Billings, Colby Gossett, and Malcolm Pridgen. For the Dallas Cowboys, Maurice Kennedy, Stephen Goudry, and Jamize Olawale. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I apologize. Broncos, Kyle Pico, and Juwan James. Lions, John Atkins, Geronimo Allison, Russell Bodine. Or Bodine. Packers, only Devin Funches. Houston Texans, we had Eddie Vanderdus. Vanderdus, huh. Colts, you had Sky Moore, Marvin Tell, Roland Milligan. The Jaguars, you had Al Woods, Laurente McCray, Rashawn Melvin. For the Kansas City Chiefs, you had Damian Williams. Now, his mother has stage 4 cancer. I'm not exactly sure what kind, if it's breast or colon. They didn't say. But he had to opt out because his mom had stage 4 cancer. Lucas Niang, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. The Las Vegas Raiders. Las Vegas Raiders. Yeah, we now get to call them Las Vegas Raiders. DJ Killings, Jeremiah Villoaga, and Ukemi Eligui. Hope I pronounced that right. The Rams, Chandler Brewer. The Dolphins, Alan Hearns and Albert Wilson. The Vikings, only Michael Pierce opted out. The Patriots had the most. They had Brandon Bolden, Patrick Chung, Marcus Cannon, Dante Hightower. Wow, these are huge, too. Najee Torin, Daniel Vitale, Marquise Lee, and Matt Lacoste. The Saints lost Cole Wick and Jason Vanderland. The Giants lost Amari Scott, Sam Beal, Nate Soldier. He's also a cancer survivor. His son is currently battling cancer. So that makes sense that he, you know, opted out. For the Jets, C.J. Mosley, Leo Colo Matanangi, Josh Doxson. The Eagles lost Marquise Goodwin. The 49ers, Travis Benjamin, Sean Coleman, and Jake Brendel. The Seahawks, Chance Warmack. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Brad Seaton. Tennessee Titans, Anthony McKinney. And the Washington football team, formerly known as Redskins, which we're not using that term anymore, so they're called Washington football team, Caleb Brantley and Josh Harvey Clemens. So what does this opt-out mean? Well, there were two types of opt-outs. If you were high-risk and you had a medical reason to do it, you were given $350,000. If you were low risk and were just voluntarily, you know, opting out, just like, you know what, I just want to play it safe, they got $150,000. This takes the place of their salary, but from what I understand, their contract freezes. So if they had, let's say, a $5 million contract, right, you know, for a year or something like that, that contract, I believe, still is in effect for the next season, next year's season. So they don't necessarily, they might lose $150,000 of that, right? You know, but they could take part of their pay. They just aren't getting their full pay because they're not playing. Okay? Now, let's say a player doesn't opt out. He's like, I'm in it for the season, but then he needs to leave mid-season. They could still get the $150,000 stipend. minus any salary they received thus far. So if they were already paid $200,000, by the time they opt out, they're not getting any more money. But if they only collected $100,000, they could get that other $50,000. Okay, make sense? And so the NFL kickoff is going to be September 10th. Now, unfortunately, the NFL is plagued with very similar issues that the rest of the country is in terms of testing protocols. So Lions quarterback Matt Stafford was positive, but we were told that he was falsely positive for COVID. And apparently the wife said that turned their lives upside down. So Dr. Alan Sills, chief medical officer of the league, sent a memo to all club presidents, general managers, head coaches, team physicians, and athletic trainers on Friday detailing change regarding unconfirmed and false positive tests. He said test results reported as presumptive positive or inconclusive should be considered the same as positive. So Alan Sills is the chief medical officer. He's kind of like the Fauci, right? You know, except for the league. He said, with regard to further testing, treatment, and screening, Matt Stafford had to be removed because his false positive test was false. His wife, Kelly, complained that the results have been essentially ruining their lives. And Sill said, we always want to produce the most accurate test results. When you have 75,000 tests, you collect a lot of learning. So all players, Tier 1 and Tier 2 personnel, must use face masks at all times when in the club facility, except players may remove their masks when physical activity prevents their use, at which times they are encouraged when possible. Stills explained in the memo, players are encouraged but not required to wear masks in the weight room. Face shields are not an acceptable, suitable substitute for face masks, though they can be worn in addition to a mask for additional protection. So I think what they're going to do is they're going to be a little bit more judicious about testing and what happens when somebody's positive or not. I don't know if you watched, you know, any of the hockey games, but, you know, when you saw the Golden Knights, I mean, it with the exception of the fans, it looked like any other game. I mean, they, you know, kicked butt and they were, you know, fantastic, but they're sitting next to each other, they're breathing, they're, you know, and my guess is they're being tested pretty frequently. You did see some people behind them wearing masks. So some of the aides for the team were still wearing masks. But we're going to kind of see a lot of people kind of scratching their heads going, wait a second, you know, we can't, you know, go to church, we can't go back to work, yet we, you know, we can still have sports and we have players not having to social distance and not having to wear the mask. Well, this is kind of the whole moral of this whole 2020 COVID thing. You know, it's different strokes for different folks and different rules for, you know, I mean, if we are really worried about COVID spread, and we have, 57 players on each team, you know, and we have, you know, people sitting out there, and you have a cluster of people gathering and sitting on a bench and not able to social distance and, you know, tackling each other, and, you know, you can say, well, look, you know, we're testing everybody and we're being careful. But the problem is the more tests you do, the more times you are going to have false positives and false negatives. So I think because sports are such a huge industry and you have so many people wanting to see them back, they're going to move forward and they're going to try their best. And, you know, if anybody gets sick or tests positive. But the question I have is if somebody technically tests positive, then the team gets benched. So I'm wondering what's going to happen when that starts, unless they're going to, again, forego the rules for the NFL. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when the pandemic first started and there were shutdowns and lockdowns, people were making jokes that there's going to be lines to the divorce lawyers, and people were saying in China, after 2 weeks of it, there was already divorces, and people were kind of making jokes, and unfortunately, it's not a joke. And some of these fights are anywhere from, I'm not doing the dishes again, or you help me with the kids, to actually domestic violence. And in California, lawyers are finding huge spikes in divorces. There's divorce rates starting to spike throughout the United States. And so while these other industries are struggling, right, the movie industry, the healthcare industry, the gaming industry, apparently divorce law is starting to boom. And there was a study coming out of Yale looking at some of the splits in housework. And they found that dads who are telecommuting or basically, you know, working from home have picked up a lot of housework chores. They have. But a lot of the moms feel like it's still on them and they feel like they have to spend more time with the kids. I think dads, they found an average of spending maybe 29 minutes while they were working, you know, with the kids. Whereas if women were double that, you know, spending more time with the kids while trying to work, etc. You know, the kids go to somebody, mommy, 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 mommy. You know, you just get that a lot. I've tried to train the kids to go to daddy. I did that easily. Go ask your father. Go ask your father. Well, where's daddy? Oh, well, we'll know when daddy comes home. We'll ask daddy. So luckily they've just now been, you know what, I'm just going to call daddy. So I was able to train my kids really well with that. Because, you know, I still do a lot of work, you know, with telemedicine and things like that. Kids used to come into the studio all the time. You guys, you know, used to hear them. They come in. And I was like, "Get out. I'm on air." So, you know, kids are, you know, they're home. They're home from school. Many of these, you know, schools that did try to open up, apparently, you know, they are coming up with positive tests. And school districts are kind of contemplating whether they should close too. So, you know, what's happening in the house? Well, you know, some people might have had help with cleaning. Maybe some people had, you know, had a cleaning, you know, crew or, you know, I hate the term cleaning lady. I think that's so outdated. But now with COVID, they don't want people coming into their house. And so they, you know, they, a lot of the house might not be getting clean. Also with a lot of them, people aren't coming over to their house. So the need to keep it as clean doesn't seem, there's not as much of an incentive. You know, I mean, we're having some people come over. You know, we're going to socially distance, mask, all that other stuff. We're having some people come over this week. We've been cleaning our house. We're making sure the toilet's clean, making sure the floors are clean, vacuuming. We also want to clean dust. You know, a dirty house can also, unfortunately, breed more disease. So in our house, we really try to keep it clean as much as we can. But we do have a lot of clutter. We have a lot of mail. And as we clean something up, we put something into one room than the other. You know, I always have papers. I always have tons of papers and tons of mail. And I don't have time to read it all, so I dump it. So, I mean, for me, it's not dust or dirt or old food. It's I just have papers and papers and papers. And so that clutter is what gets me. So, you know, unfortunately, you know, if I tell somebody in the house to clean up the clutter, they're like, but mom, it's yours. And so my husband, this is how he handles it. He goes, all right, so I'll just take this pail and pile and throw it out. And I go, no, there could be something important in there. Well, then will you look through it? So when you're married or when you have a partner and you guys are home and you're working for long hours and you're around each other and then on top of the work, you're already kind of sick of being home and you're sick of everything going on. It's hot outside and the kids are driving you crazy. You know, I don't think you're going to handle a who's going to do the dishes very well. Now, what did me and my husband do? We just made the kids like do more chores. They probably had chores. You know, and every time they're like, well, gosh, you know, I already did this. I go, you want to eat? If you want to eat, you're going to do this. So we've basically, you know, blackmailed and coerced, and so we've made the kids do more. And luckily they are. They've been, you know, stepping up. And it's, you know, we've made it work. And I am surprised because Corey and I could have some real big doozy fights. I mean, we could get loud and yell, and I'm not a big yeller. You know, I get really, really quiet when I'm mad, and then I just say something. I just drop it, like just drop the little bomb quietly, you know, like blah, 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 blah. You know, either something about the past or whatever, and then he just blows up. It's like, you know, I could just set the little bit of motion there, you know, and then, but I don't really yell. And I think the reason why I don't want to yell is I don't want to pee on myself or something, you know, I don't do well when I'm, you know, hyper excited. And so, you know, I'll just let it, and eventually they tire out. I don't know if you ever watched the Rocky movies, but in the Rocky movies, they said, let the other guy tire out, you know? You know, the Mr. T guy, was it Clubber Lang? Yeah. They're like, let him tire out. And then when he tires out, you can go ahead. He goes, that's what I do. I kind of let Corey get tired, you know, yelling and whatever. And then all of a sudden I just go, beep. And then all of a sudden, you know, but he's too tired. He's like, you win. So we've been really, really good not to fight. But unfortunately, you know, I hate I hate seeing that divorce rates are up. I hate seeing divorce lawyers busy. Even though, mind you, I want the economy boosting. That's not how I want the economy boosting. And I hate seeing that we have all these new stressors. You know, you would think working from home, you know, would be so nice. And, you know, from what I'm hearing from people working from home, I mean, their workload is way less and they don't have the boss on them and they're able to lay out in the sun and just kind of, I mean, they're at the pool and, you know, and it's like, okay, really, people, you know, while the rest of us are, you know, still trying to work and get things done. And, you know, I mean, for me, I work just because I'm in the media and I'm in telemedicine. And so, you know, I guess I could go to the pool if I want to, but I'm busy and I feel guilty and I don't want to. But you have other people that don't have work and they're not really happy that they can't work and they have to be on unemployment. Some might be happy, but for the rest of us, it's not. So when you see people that do get to work from home, you know, and they still get paid and they still, you know, and they get to be around the kids, you think they're blessed. But no, unfortunately, there's other sorts of issues. So, you know, nobody wants to discuss the topic of being sick of their wife or being sick of their husband or being sick of their kids. Now, I'm very open to my family. And I'd be like, you're getting on my nerves. All right, just everybody leave. I don't want to look at you right now. All right, I'm just honest. I'm not saying I'm sick of them. I'm not saying I don't want to be their mommy anymore. I'm not saying I want to go and leave and find Michael Fassbender and, you know, see all y'all. I'm basically telling them at this moment in time, you guys have got to give me a break. Okay? And, you know, I tell them to shut the hell up and, you know, I'll drop some choice words, you know, when they're fighting and the kids are fighting. I'm like, guys, get away. Or I'll go away. I'll just go somewhere else, you know. I'm like, all right, you know what? You guys can, you know, do whatever. This is not, you know, entertaining for me. I'm going to go. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to hang out with some friends and you guys cook your own dinner. Oh, sorry, Mom. No, that's okay. So, you know, we work it out. But, it, you know, I don't think a lot of people, you know, when you know, in the old days, you're like, well, let's get a marriage counselor. Let's get somebody to kind of help us work through our issues. Well, marriage counseling got stigmatized in movies and in TV shows, and unfortunately, they really diluted the power that marriage therapy does. And so you have many people think that the marriage counselor is going to be female, and they're just going to side with the wife. And some people have heard that, you know, we went to counseling, and the counseling did just take sides. Well, that's not a good marriage counselor, and that's not the typical marriage counselor. Marriage counselors aren't supposed to take sides. They're supposed to, you know, foster an environment where you guys could bring things up. But then you have other people that just have in their head going, I don't want to be with this person. There's another person I want to be with, and I don't really want to make it work. Why delay something? Because if I'm in therapy for a year or two, now I'm older. So why not end it now? And you know, this type of thinking is more and more common because, you know, divorce is more common. And, you know, in the older days, it was you found somebody in a high school that was going to be your high school sweetheart, and you marry them, and you just stay with them for life. And if you get sick of them in your 40s or 50s or 60s, well, that, you know, you just kind of make it work. You know, and there are couples where, you know, they're holding their hands when they both die, you know, in their sleep, you know. And so, you know, sometimes there's really, really beautiful relationships. But for, you know, a lot of other people, they're like, I'm not going to spend the money on therapy and I'm not going to waste any more time. Unfortunately, though, this is a very false environment. So don't get a divorce because of a very false, artificial environment like COVID. It's not worth it. 1-877-DOC-BELL.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.